Okay, today's daf is Masechta Sanhedrin daf Samach Aleph. We left off on daf Samach Amid Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisha ben Neumann, Lizuchus Rafua Shalema for Chaim Naftali ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have Rafua Shalema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We are holding on daf Samach Amid Beis. We were in the middle of discussing the different ways one is Chayiv Skila for Avodah Zarah. And what the Mishnah had taught us was that one is not Chayiv Skila for every single way that a person does Avodah Zarah. Sometimes a person is only going to be over an Isser, but it's not going to be one that carries with it a penalty of Skila. So we said the essential rule is that when you're talking about an Avodas Pinim, that a person worships the Avodah Zarah, even if it's not the Derech to worship the Avodah Zarah in that way, but it's one of the Avodas that we worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with, that's an Avodas Pinim, that's going to be Chayiv Skila. And in addition to that, any Hishtachava'a is going to be Chayiv Skila. If one bows to an Avodah Zarah, the Chayiv Skila. But short of that, if you're not going to do one of the Avodas Pinim or Hishtachava'a, then one is only Chayiv Skila if they worship the Avodah Zarah in Darko Bekach, when it's the normal Derech of worshipping that Avodah Zarah. So yesterday we started to discuss how we know all of those rules. Where do we derive it from? So we pointed out that the Torah identifies Zoveh. So that's the Lamed al Klal Kuliyatza. Zoveach teaches us that all of the Avodas Pinim are included like Zoveach. Hishtachava'a is a Yotze min HaKlal. Hishtachava'a singled out as something that's an exception, that even though it's not one of the Avodas Pinim, you're going to be Chayiv Skila. So we're going to continue to discuss those drushos that we introduced yesterday in the Braisa. We're going to continue to discuss those today and to question them. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what if someone does Avodas Zara, or doesn't do Avodah Zara, but says he will do Avodah Zara, meaning he doesn't actually say. Our Mishnah spoke about where a person actually says Eliyata. He actually says a statement of Avodah Zara. What if a person doesn't say a statement that itself constitutes Avodah Zara, but it's a statement of commitment to one day do Avodah Zara? Is that itself something that a person is chayiv on? Then Gemara is going to discuss a stira within that and how to resolve a couple of possibilities, how to resolve that stira. And then in Amud Beis, Gemara is going to talk about what if a person does not do Avodah Zarah because he believes in the Avodah Zarah. He does the Avodah Zarah me'ava u'me'ira. He has a relationship with the person that he's trying to impress, and part of the way that he impresses that person, that Ovid Avodah Zarah, is by going to worship together with him. So he's going to do Avodah Zarah me'ava u'me'ira. So that is going to be, so today's daf essentially is entirely about the Avodah Zarah issues, and the reason it comes up here is because it's one of the Chayavei Skila. So let's begin. We left off at, I believe, Amar Mar. So we're holding, we quoted this whole long braisa that derived all of these rules about Avodah Zarah. So Amar Mar Hayisi Omer. The Gemara says, okay, let's go back to this braisa and start analyzing some of the lines of the braisa. So the braisa had said that Hayisi Omer b'zoveach kachim b'chutz hakasim medaber, that it's only by zoveach kachim b'chutz that the pasuk would, that we would have thought that you're chayv mises bezin when you're zoveach kachim b'chutz, and it's not talking about Avodah Zarah at all. That when the pasuk speaks about zvicha, it's not talking about shechting Avodah Zarah. It's talking about shechting kachim outside of the base of Mikdash, and that's what it's telling me you're chayiv skila for. Says Gemara, zaveach kachim b'chutz karesu. Why would I have ever thought that the pasuk is talking about zaveach kachim b'chutz? We already have an onesh for zaveach kachim b'chutz. You're not chayiv mises bezin. Pasuk says in Vayikra Perik Yud Zayin, ish mi beis Yisrael asher yesh chashor o kesav o eiz, and says el pesach ol moed lo evio. If you're shechting an animal and you don't bring it to the pesach ol moed, so the pasuk is beferish. Nichras ha'ishahu mikerev amo. You're chayiv kares. That has nothing to do with the misas bezin. So why would I have assumed that the pasuk is talking about zoveach kachim b'chutz? It says Mar Asalka Daita Chamina ki asru beketal kidl asru bekares. I might have thought that there is a dual punishment depending on whether you got hasra or not. Meaning we do have such things in the Torah. For example, a person's mechalal Shabbos. We find that by chilul Shabbos or by avodah zarah, by arayos, that a person does it with hasra'a, he's chayiv misas beis din. Same avera, without hasra'a, he's chayiv kares. You do it b'mezid, without hasra'a, you chayiv kares. So I would have thought that the same thing is true for shchutei chutz. You take kachim achutz, that you do with hasra'a, you chayiv skila. Without hasra'a, you chayiv kares. Ah, so kamash malon, that's why the pasuk has to tell me, zoveach leluhim yecharam, that it's talking about zoveach, not lelukim, but zoveach leluhim. That that one is shechting l'avodah zarah. That's where he's going to be chayiv misa. But zaveach kachem achutz is only karis, even with hasra'a. It's only going to be karis. It's not going to be a chayiv misa's bezdin. Good, so the Braisa continued and told us that when the Torah tells us about zvicha, it's a lamed ala klal, right? It teaches us about all of the avodos pnim, but it doesn't teach us about ishtachava, because ishtachava is not one of the avodos pnim. So amalei rava barav chanan la abaye. When the Braisa says that ishtachava is singled out lamed ala atzma, that even though a ishtachava is not one of the avodos pnim, one is still going to be chayiv for ishtachava to avodah zarah, even if it's shalo kedarka, even if it's not normal to worship the avodah zarah in that way, because if ishtachava were lelamir al klal to tell us that all avodah derech kavod yichayiv, even if it's shalo kedarka, that anything that seems like an honorable service to the avodah zarah, even if it's completely not the derech of worshiping that avodah zarah, then we would have difficulty with the pasuk zoveach leluhim yecharam. Zvicha should have automatically been included. What exactly would shchita be teaching me? Of course, shchita is going to be chayiv, because it's a honorable way of doing an avoda, and therefore it's automatically chayiv. So that's how we know that that ishtachava is not lamed al klal, but ishtachava is actually an exception. So it says where ema yatzu ishtachava lamed al klal kulo. Maybe we can still say that ishtachava teaches us that any avoda that's derech kavod, you're automatically chayiv for, even when it's not the derech avoda bekach. V'chitema zoveach lamali. Oh, then it's going to beg the question, why does the Torah have to tell me about Zoveach? Wouldn't it neatly fit into the category of something that's derech kavod, and therefore you're automatically chayiv, even if it's not avodah sobekach? Lugufei, de mechashrin me avodah levodah. Maybe I need zvicha to teach me that that even if you do an avodah like shchita, and you don't have in mind that you're doing the shchita itself for the avodah zarah, but as you're doing it, you're thinking about doing a different avoda for the avodah zarah, like you're thinking about doing a zrika avodah zarah, that you're chayiv misa as if you thought about that, as if you thought about the avoda b'shas shchita mamish. So maybe that's what zvicha is telling me, that you can have a machshava during one avoda about doing another avoda l'shem avodah zarah, and that itself is going to be enough to be mechayiv you. And really, that issue of whether you can make such a drasha from zvicha would depend on a machlokas amaroyim. The itmar a shochei pehema, a person stam shechts an animal lizrok dama lavodus kachavim lahakter chelba lavodus kachavim, and he has machshava that he's going to do the zrika, or he's going to burn the fats l'shem avodazara. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar asura. Rabbi Yochanan says such an animal is asur ba'anah, even though he didn't shecht it lavodazara, and he didn't end up being zorek the dam lavodazara. But since at the time that he shechted, he was thinking about being zorek the dam le'avodah zarah, that's enough to asur the animal. Where do we learn this from? We learn it from the isur pigel. Obviously, this is something that sounds very similar to the isur of pigel. That when you do you can make pigel by shechting an animal to be zorek the dam or makti the emurim chutz lezmano, to be makti at the wrong time. So that's going to passel the carbon. You're going to be chayv karitz. It's going to be pigel. So to be avodah zarah during the shechita, you think I'm going to be zorik the dam, the avodah zarah, it's going to asur the entire animal. Reish Lakish Amar Muteres. Reish Lakish says, no, it doesn't asur anything. Your machshava at the time of shechita was not about the shechita. It was about planning on doing Izrik avodah zarah. You never actually went and did Izrik avodah zarah. Memela, the whole thing is not, it has nothing to do with pickle. The whole thing is not avodah zarah. So now the Gemara finishes off the question. When the Braisa says that Zoveach Leluhim Yecharam is extra to teach us about all avodos pnim, so hanichal Rabbi Yochanan, I understand that Braisa according to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't need to learn from Zoveach that we're mechashiv me'avodah levodah. We already learned that from pigel, that just like we learn from there to aser behema ba'ana, we could also learn from there that the person who does so is chayiv misa. So memela, the pasuk Zoveach Leluhim Yecharam is extra. What is the pasuk teaching me? That any avodas pnim that's done avodah zarah, you're chayiv skila for. But el Reish Lakish, but according to Reish Lakish, who does not think you can learn anything from pigel to avodah zarah, and therefore does not learn that there's an isser on a behema when you have in mind at the time of shechita that you're going to be zorek dam l'avodah zarah. No, it has nothing to do with pigel. So then, by cry, he's going to need a pasuk of zaveich l'elohim yacharam to teach me that when you have a machshava at the shas shechita on some other avodah to do with avodah zara, that you're going to be chayiv misa for that. So this pasuk would then not be extra to tell me about all avodos pnim. So says the Gemara. So before we answer this question, the Gemara is going to say, and you know what? This kasha is even a kasha according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, up until now, we said hanicha the Rabbi Yochanan. No, it could even be a kasha according to Rabbi Yochanan. Maskra papa, Rabbi Yochanan lo by ikra. Why, you think you don't need a pasuk to teach the chiyuv of a person who's mechashev me'avoda la'avoda by avoda zara? Of course you need a pasuk. Ad kan lo kas Rabbi Yochanan el behema. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? The only statement we have of Rabbi Yochanan on record is that if you shecht something having in mind to do the zrikal l'shem avoda zara, that it's going to asur the behema bahana'a. Do I know that you're chayiv misa? Is that called that you did avodah zara? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say a word about that? No, he still needs the pasuk of zoveach lelum yacharam to teach me that part. That if you shech something having a machshava to do the zrika avodah zara, that you're going to be chayiv skila. Av gavra lav bar katalu. From Rabbi Yochanan's statement, we don't know anything about the guy. So va'asakra, that's where zoveach lelum yacharam comes to teach me l'chiyuv gavra l'ktala, that the guy himself is chayiv misa. And therefore, it's Vakasha both according to Rabbi Yochanan and according to Reish Lakish that the pasuk of Ve'ech Lelum Yecharam is not available to teach me about all avodos pnim that one is chayiv skila for, even when it's shalok edarka. So Ravacha Breid Ravika asks on the svara of the kasha, meaning it's the Jewish way of answering a kasha by asking a kasha on the kasha. Reish Lakish mi ba'yikra. You think according to Reish Lakish, you need a pasuk to be mechayiv misa? Ad kan lo ka shari Reish Lakish el behema av gavra bar katoluhu. He flips it around. He says, you know, the whole discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish was about whether the behema is going to become aser bahana'a or not. But it goes without saying that the guy himself is an Ovid Avod Zara, meaning a man who starts shechting an animal, having machshava, that he's going to be Zorek, the dam of that animal, Avod Zara. Okay, so Reish Lakish is willing to be Mekel, that the animal doesn't become Asur Bana, because there's no particular Avod you can point to with that animal that was done L'Shem Avod Zara, because he never ended up actually being Zorek L'Avod Zara. But the guy himself, the guy who's having machshava L'Avod Zara, of course, he's an Ovid Avod Zara. And he says, you know, we have such a similar thing, where a person does something and there's no cheftza shel avodah zara. There's nothing that you can now label as a cheftza shel avodah zara, but the guy himself is an ovid avodah zara. Mididava mishtach v'lahar. The har mutter, ovdo b'sayif. That the har is mutter, but the one who's ovid is b'sayif. You can't aser a mountain by bowing to a mountain. The mountain Eloheim alaharim v'lo aharim Eloheim. That their gods are on the mountains, and those are all aser b'ana, but you can't make the mountain an avodah zara. And nevertheless, a person who certainly worships a mountain is obviously chayiv misa. So what the din of the gavra is more obvious. So since it's pashut that there's a chayiv misa when a person is mechashav la'avodah, it turns out you don't need the pasuk of zaveach leluhim yachram to teach about mechashav la'avodah. And therefore, like we said, the pasuk of zaveach leluhim yachram is there to teach me that any avodas pnim, anything we would normally do in the Beis HaMikdash that is done for the sake of an avodah zara, whether that's the normal way to do the avodah zara, whether it's an abnormal way to do the avodah zara, one is chayiv skila for. Good. Now the Gemara raises a new question. Amalei Ravach midifti Ravina. L'maydu kamalei Rava Baruch Hanan Abaye. Ema yotzo yishtachava lamed al kol kulo. You know, we asked the question before that maybe yishtachava should teach me that any respectful, form of worship, even if it's not one of our forms of worship, should automatically be mechayev a person skila. So if you're gonna, you know, we addressed the question. We explained why we can't assume that, and why yishtachava is an exception to the rule. But we had a hava mina to ask such a question, that maybe yishtachava should be not an exception, but a model for all respectful forms of avoda to be mechayev skila. Well, if you're gonna think that way, so yeah, you have a pasuk, the Eicha Ya'avdu, the pasuk in Dvarim Yud Beis, that Eicha Ya'avdu Agoyim Eile Seleim Vesa Kein Gamani, that apparently it's coming to tell us that someone who's Ovid Avodah Zarah, Shalo Kedarka, is not going to be in full violation. Well, Lemutei Mai, what sort of avoda are we coming to say that you're not going to be chayav for. Meaning, according to the kasha of Rava Bar Rav Chanan, we should have learned from Mishtachavala that all avodos are chayav, even if it's shalo kadarka. So something is being excluded from Echa Yavdu. What's being excluded? V'chi tema. And if you're going to say, no, you know what works? Echa Yavdu is l'mu'utei ha-poer atzmo lazovchim. Someone who defecates in front of those avodah zarahs where the derech avodah is by slaughtering things to it. So the derech avodah is b'derech kavod. And this guy does something that's a total derech bizayon. And that's what the pasuk is telling me, that he's not chayiv. Well, me'ishtachava'a nafka. We could learn that from ishtachava'a as well. I mean, ishtachava'a would not be telling me in this model, in this way of thinking, ishtachava'a would not be telling me that no matter what you do near an avodah zarah, you're automatically chayiv. No, it would be telling me that anything that's derech kavod that you do, you'd be chayiv for. So ma'ash tachava derech kibud, I've called derech kibud. It would have to be something that's derech kibud. So what does the pasuk Echa Yavdu come to exclude? El mutei ha-power atzmo l'markolis. Now let's say you have an avodah zarah that the avodah is derech bizayon, but you do a different derech bizayon. The avodah of markolis is by throwing a rock at it. That's a derech bizayon. But you decide to be power atzmo to it, which is a different derech bizayon. So I might think that since the avodah is bizayon, you're chayiv for anything, even that which is a different derech bizayon. Kamash malan. That's why Echa Yavdu comes to tell me that that's not so. That even avodah bizayon, you're chayiv only if it's the normal way to be oved that avodah zara. But you come up with a new creative derech bizayon that you're not going to be chayiv for. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. Elahad Amar Rabbi Lazar, minayin l'zaveich be. Rav Lazar says, how do I know that if you shech the behema to Markolis, that you're going to be chayiv? Well, imeinu inyan l'kedarka, if it's not teaching me about avodah kedarka, d'chziv, echa yavdu, because it already says echa yavdu to teach that any avodah zarah that's darka b'kach is asur, t'neu l'shalo kedarka. So it must be teaching me about the yisra avodah shalo kedarka. Meaning, even in avodah zarah, where the derech avodah is derech bizayon. So since we asked from the pasuk v'lo yizbuchu, so we learn the chiyuv misa from zaveach l'elohim yacharam. So now we have difficulty. Why do we need this pasuk to ta'asra avodah zarah shelo kedarka? According to Rava Bar Rav Chanan, the chiyuv in avodah shelo kedarka me'ishtachava'a nafka. We should already learn that from ishtachava'a, that anything that's derech kavod shelo kedarka is automatic. I shouldn't need a separate pasuk. Again, this is all within the kasha that Rav Bar Rav Chanan wanted to ask. He wanted to ask that instead of saying Yishtachava is an exception, that it's the only non-avodas pnim that's an automatic chiyuv skila, maybe we should use it as a model, and we should say that all derech kavod, you're automatically chayiv skila for. So the Gemara is saying, well, that model doesn't make sense. That line of questioning doesn't make sense, because I wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me that when you're zoveach, that you're going to be chayiv skila. Of course, we learn it out automatically from ishtachava'a. So it says, Mara hasam b'zoveach lahachis. No, the case over there is, when you're zoveach to Markulis, it's talking about where you're not doing it as a way of accepting it as an avodah zarah, you're doing it lahachis. And therefore, you're just doing it because you're angry at God. So you can't learn ishtachava'a where you're mamish, being subservient to the avodah zarah and being makabalit as an avodah zarah from there. And that's why we need the pasuk of Yizbuchu to tell me that even if you're not makabel, it's still a violation of the law, and you're chayiv miso because of zaveach l'elohim yacharam. Okay, now the Gemara is going to discuss what happens if a person doesn't actually do avodah zarah, but he makes a statement of intent about avodah zarah. Is that enough to be chayiv for? Rav Hamnuna irkesulei tori. Rav Hamnuna once lost a bunch of oxen, so he was going to look for his oxen. What does that have to do with the story we're about to tell? Pretty much nothing. So the Achronim have to try to figure out, all sorts of titles of what we're going to learn from the fact that he lost oxen when the following conversation took place. Pagabei Rabba. So Rabba met up with him. Ramalei Masnisna Adadi. While they were looking for the oxen, he asked the Stira in Mishnayis. Tana, and our Mishnah says, by Chiv Skila Hovid Avodos Chavim, Oved in Omer Lo, our Mishnah, as the heading of our Mishnah, when it went through all of the ways that one could be Chayiv Skila for Oved Avodah Zarah, its first one was Oved Avodas Chavim. A person is Oved Avodas Zara. So we could be medayik from there that only if he's actually Oved. But if he says in front of Edim, I intend to be Oved Avodas Zara, he's not going to be chayiv. Iva Anantanan, but we're going to have a Mishnah later on by a Mesis Avodas Zara. Ha'omer Evod, a person who says, I will go do Avodah Zarah, that he's going to be chayiv. And even if he says, Eilech ve'evod, that I'm going to go, I'm not even going to do it right here, right now. I'm going to go and do Avodah Zarah, where there's another step in between. He's still going to be chayiv. Neilech v'na'avod, or he says to other people that let us go and do be Ovid Avodah Zarah. So nevertheless, he's going to be chayiv. So what do you see from there? That even a statement of Avodah Zarah, you're going to be chayiv for. It's not only when one actually does Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara has a few ways of resolving this contradiction. Number one, the Gemara says, Amalei ba'omer eini mekablo alai ella ba'avodah. Rav Hamnun explains that even that someone who says Evod Avodah Zarah is chayiv, according to the Mishnah, because since he said that he's going to do the Avodah Zarah, he is right now being mekabel it as a god. He's being mekabel it as an Avodah Zarah. In our Mishnah, where we say that an Omer is not good enough, or imply, the Mishnah says that an Oved is chayiv, implying that an Omer is not chayiv, that's talking about someone who is Omer, that he's only being mekabelit when he does the Avodah. So if he says such an explicit statement, that he's not being mekabel anything until he's in action doing the Avodah, then we take him at his word, that he's not being mekabel anything until he's actually in action doing the Avodah. So that's the answer to the Stira. The Gemara says that there's another way to resolve it, by not resolving it at all. Rav Yosef Amar Tanoi, Shakalta Me'alma. You take two Mishnayos, out of here and out of there, and you say, it's a stira. No, it's a machlokas tanoim, tanoihi. We know that this is a machlokas tanoim. We have other braisas that tell us such a machlokas tanoim. Ditanya, Homer bo'u v'ivduni, a person who tries to make himself an avodah zara, and he says, he asks other people to come worship him. Rabbi Meir Mechayev, Rabbi Meir says he's a mesis, so he's chayev. Rabbi Yudha Poter, Rabbi Yudha says he's poter. So, hecha de palchu, in a case where people listen and they actually are oved him, kuliam lo pligi, then of course you're going to be chayev misa. You shouldn't make yourself into an Avodah Zarah, and someone who does that is obviously a Mesis. Keep pligi. What's the whole machlokes Rami Rabbi Yehuda? Bidibura bi'alma, where it was only words. He said, come and worship me. No one has actually listened to him yet. Rav Meir Savar Dibura Milsi. Rav Meir says that even words of trying to be Mesis other people to worship him is considered to be Mesis, and he's going to be chai for it. Rav Yudha Savar Dibura Lav Milsihi. That statement of interest in making himself an Avodah Zarah is not considered an actual hasasa. And therefore, that's the machlokas between our two mishnayos be'avodah zarah. Our mishnah says you're only oved if you're only chayiv if you're oved bepoel, not if you say I'm going to do, is like Rabbi Yehuda. And the mishnah later on in Samach Zayin that says that you're chayiv even with words alone is like Rabbi Meir. Good. So that's the machlokas tanaim. But then Rav Yosef says, Hadaram Rav Yosef, you know what? On second thought, lav milsi hidamri, that which I make our two mishnayos dependent on. The machlokes from Rabbi Yehuda, not so pashut. Da'afil Rabbi Yehuda b'dibur nami chiyuv v'mechayev. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if you say words of commitment to Avodah Zarah, that you're going to be chayev. How do I know that? To Tanya, there's another brisa. Rabbi Yehuda amar li'olamenu chayev ad Sheomer Evod Elich Ve'evod. A person is not going to be Chayiv Misa for just words alone until he's Mesis others to do Avodah Zarah, and he says Evod Avodah Zarah, or he says Elich Ve'evod, or Neilech V'na'avod. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, someone who is enticed to do Avodah Zarah is chayiv, or entices others to do Avodah Zarah is chayiv, even with words alone, that he's going to worship Avodah Zarah. And we're going to explain why later on in this daf. So you see that which Rabbi Yehuda disagrees in the Braisa on Rav Meir and says that someone who says Bo'u v'ivduni is pater is not because Dibur is not enough. There's some other reason why someone who says come worship me is pater. It's not because Dibur is insignificant. So B'maik kamiflagi, what are Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir arguing about? B'mesis liatzmo, when you are mesis other people to worship you yourself. Va'amri lei, in, and other people say to the guy, yeah, okay, we'll do that. So kamiflagi, that's what they're arguing about. That's where you have machlokas. Is that called the mesis? Mar savar, a mayor holds, mesis la'atzmo shamilei, the indika amrilei kushtahu. Rameir says that you have to take it at face value. If a guy says, come, let's worship me, and people say, okay, so you have to trust that they really mean, okay, and that they are intending on worshipping him as an avodah zarah, and therefore it's an absolute mesis. Umar savar, bar Rabbi Yehuda holds, mesis le'atzmo lo shamilei. Who's going to listen? A person says, come worship me. No one's interested in worshipping someone who's asking to be worshipped. Meimar amri, maishna ihu minandidan. You know, a normal, intelligent person is going to say, wait a second, I went to yeshiva with that guy. Like, why should all of a sudden I bow down to him now? It doesn't make sense. Why is he any different than me? So, the indika amri, they said yes, they said they're going to do it. Nah, achuche alei, they're mocking him. They're making a joke out of the guy. They don't plan on actually using him as an avodah zarah. So therefore, that's why they're not going to be chayev as a mesis. He was never mesis anyone to do avodah zarah. He was just mesis people to make fun of him. Umas nisin, the stir in the mishnayis that we asked before. Meaning, first Rav Yossi said the answer to the stir is it's the subject of machlok shamei Rabbi Yehuda. Now he says no, dibur is not the subject of machlokas at all. Dibur is really certainly powerful enough to be mechayev misa. Aye, so how are we going to deal with the stira mishnayos? Kan biyachad anisays, kan berabim anisasim, that the mishnah later on that's mechayev for words alone is by a yachid who's nisays to do the avodah zara. Our mishnah that's mechayev only if you actually do the avodah and not with words alone is berabim anisasim. Why should there be a difference? Yachid lo mimlach. A yachid is unlikely to change his mind, v'toy basrei, and therefore they'll be toa, they'll follow the mesis and actually follow up and they'll do the avodah zarah. So therefore the Torah is mechayev you for being mesis, but rabim mimlechi, rabim are more fickle and ultimately they might change their minds, v'lo toa basrei. So just because there were words that said let's do the avodah zarah, it doesn't mean that it's actually going to be followed through. So such words are not considered powerful enough. Amar Rav Yosef Na Aminila, how do I know such a thing that a yachid that's niseis is chayiv even with only words? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says by meis lav al-dazara, lo savalov lo sushma'ilav. Ha'ava v'shama, so you see from there that if the mesis was actually interested to do the avoda and he listens, the nisas listens to the mesis, that chayiv, that he's considered like an oved avodah zarah, he's going to be chayiv, even if he hasn't actually done anything. All he was ava v'shama. He didn't actually be oved yet, he's still going to be chayiv. And what's that pasuk says? Lo sova lov, lo sishma'i lov, not lo sishmu'u elov, lo sishma'i lov. It's written b'lashon yachid. So you see, by a yachid, you don't need to actually do anything. Even with words alone, by a yachid, it's going to be enough to label the person as a mesis. So that's the chilek that Rav Yosef tries to make between a yachid and a rabbim. Say, Esve Abaye, mi shayni benisis rabbim, nisis yachid. Do we really have such a distinction between whether you're being mesis an individual, or you're being mesis an entire group? Vatanya, we have a brisa by the parsha of Hasasala Vodazara, ki esischa achicha ben imecha. Echad yachid anisas ve'echad rabim anisasim. It's all included in that pasuk. It doesn't make a difference whether it's a yachid or a rabim. And v'hotzi akas of yachid meklal rabim. And the Torah identifies or singles out a yachid from the category of the rabim. That by yachid it says ve'yelch ve'avod elohim acherim. And it says uskaltem ba'avanim v'mesu. V'rabim meklal yachid. And we also single out a rabim to separate from a yachid because in its own pasuk. The pasuk says, "Bayerni dachas yatu anoshim bnei Belial mikirbecha viadichu es yoshvei iram lomer neil chavnavda luhim acherim." So that's where it singles out and it says, "Hakeis hakeis yoshvei irahi." So why does it single out? Why does it have separate psukim in how to deal with the yachid and how to deal with the rabbim? Yachid miklal rabbim lahachmir al gufo. The reason we single out a yachid and I give it a separate pasuk about what to do about a yachid, that's to be machmir that he's chayiv skila, which is the more chamer type of misa, and not like a rabbim who are only chayiv sayif when they become an irani dachas ulahakel al mamono. But by a yachid, we're makel on his mamon, meaning there's no such din that we have to destroy all of his possessions. Rabbi michlal yachid lahakel al gufam ulahachmer al mamonam, and we single out the rabbim as in a separate pasuk. Why? To teach me what the onesh is, and in a certain way, it's more chamor than a yachid in that we destroy all their money, but in a certain way, it's more kal than a yachid in that they get sayif and not skila. So what do we see from the fact that that's the difference between a yachid and a rabbim? Sounds like that's the only difference between the Yachal and Rabim. But as far as Mesis is concerned, and whether you are considered a Mesis with Dibur, or not considered a Mesis with Dibur, if it only got as far as Dibur, that sounds like it's not a difference at all between the Yachal and Rabim. So Abaye questions Rav Yosef's distinction. Rav Yosef wants to say, Stira into Mishnayis, not a Stira. What is Dibur enough to be considered a Novid Avodah Zarah? It depends. If it's a yachid, it's a rabbim. Abai says there's no such distinction because the Torah already records every distinction that we have between a yachid and a rabbim. Ela Amar Abai says there's got to be a third way to resolve the stira, fourth way, I guess, to resolve the stira between the Mishnayos, right? What was the first we said that... what was the first way that the guy says any mekablu, where the guy says any mekablu alai elabavoda, the guy says that I'm only going to be mekablu when I actually do the avoda. That was Rav Hamnuna's answer. Then there was Rav Yosef suggesting it's a machlokas tanaim. Then there was Rav Yosef suggesting no, it's not a machlokas tanaim. It is it depends on the yachid or rabbin. So now comes along Abaye, and Abaye says a fourth way to resolve the stira between the mishnayos. Kan benisus mipi atzmo, kan benisus mipi acherim. That if nisus mipi atzmo means no one actually asked him to do the avodah zarah, he just made a declaration. Avod, eilech ve'avod. So yeah, that's our Mishnah. That alone is not mechayiv him. But if he's nisus mipi acherim, that's the Mishnah later on, that words alone are enough. Why is there a difference? Mipi atzmo mimlach. If it was just his own decision, he's not being pressured at all, much more likely that it's just words and he'll change his mind. But if there's peer pressure involved, he's going to follow along what the other person is doing. And therefore a statement of Avodah Zarah is enough to believe that he's going to follow through, and therefore he's already chayiv with the statement alone. How does Abaye know that there exists such a chilek between nisas mipi atzmo and nisas mipi acherim? Amar Abaye mina aminula. How do I know such a chilek to chsiv? Because the pasuk says by a mesis lo sovelo v'lo sishma elav ha'ava v'shama chayiv. Sounds like even if he doesn't actually do anything, he's just ava v'shama, he's chayiv. And that's in the parsha of mesis where someone gets him to do it. But if it weren't someone getting him to do it, then amira alone would not be enough. Rava Amar, Rava says, I have a fifth way of resolving the stira between the two Mishnayos. Both Mishnayos are talking about where someone else is trying to be mesis you. Hada Amar Lei, Kach Ocheles, Kach Shosa, Kach Mativa. The Mishnah later on that says that words alone are enough to be mechayiv is where the mesis says to the nisas all of the wonderful qualities of this avodah zarah. This is what it eats, this is what it drinks, this is the good things it does, this is the bad things it does to its enemies. So a person hears all of the shevach of the avodah zarah, he's going to be enticed. But our Mishnah, which says that with words alone you're not chayiv, is where the Mesis didn't yet have an opportunity to discuss all the wonderful praises of the Avodah Zarah. So even if the guy says he's going to be Oved, if he doesn't yet know what the qualities are, so he may back out. If they tell him, this is the, after a while, who knows, maybe they'll tell him, this is the Avodah Zarah that's going to, solve the problem of homeless cats. I don't care about homeless cats, and he's not going to be interested anymore in the Avodah Zarah, till he hears the Shevach of the Avodah Zarah, and there's a buy-in to what the Avodah Zarah supposedly is able to do. So there's no belief that he's going to follow through. So Amar Rav Amina Aminila, how do I know that there's a difference between whether he says the Shevach the Avodah Zarah or not? The Chassid, because by the Parsha of Meisis, the Pasuk says, Meluhei ha'amim asher sviseihem ha'krovim elecha. So Rava says, Mali krovim, Mali rechokim. What difference does it make whether these Avodah Zarahs are krovim or rechokim? Why does the Pasuk specifically identify those Avodah Zarahs that are krovim? So Achikamrele, the Pasuk is telling the Nisais, look at those Avodah Zarahs that are nearby. Mitivusun shal akrov matalam and mativusun shal rechokim. If you want to know what Avodah Zarah is, you know, people always think, oh, if I just explore, if I go to the Far East and I see those Avodah Zarahs, so that's going to, you know, that will really talk to me. Look at the Avodah Zarahs that are in your own backyard. Whatever Avodah Zarahs that are, you know, b'medina sayam, make about as much sense as the ones that are in your own backyard. It's just because there's an aura of mystery around the ones that are further away, it doesn't mean that they're any more legitimate. So my love, isn't this because da amrle kach ochelos kach shosu kach mativa kach maria, that the person is being enticed by being told all of these great shevach of the Avodah Zarah, of what it can do. So that's why the Pasuk is telling you, just like you know about the close Avodah Zarahs that they don't do any of this, so too the rachok Avodah Zarahs don't either. So Shema Mina, so you see from here that the Pasuk, when it says lo sova velo sishma elav, is talking about dafka, such a case where you've been told the shevach of the Avodah Zarah, and that's where the Pasuk says lo sova velo sishma, that ha'ava v'shama, you're going to be chayiv, that even without an actual maisa, you're going to be chayiv if you've been told the shevach of the Avodah Zarah. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, I have a sixth, I think we're up to, way of resolving the stira between the two Mishnais. Seifa bi Yisrael Mumar. Very simply, when our Mishnah says that Amira alone is not enough, or implies that Amira alone is not enough until you actually do something, that's by Istam Yisrael. But the later Mishnah that says that Amira alone is enough is a Yisrael Mumar. Since we already know that this person is a Mumar Avodah Zarah, so if he says he's going to do it, he has a history, he has a track record. Meaning, we don't believe a regular Jew that all of a sudden he's going to drop everything and do an Avodah Zarah. But a guy who's done it in the past, we have every reason to assume that he's going to do Avodah Zarah. Someone says, I'm going to kill that guy. So if he's not a murderer, we don't believe he's going to kill the guy. But if he's killed people before, so if he says, I'm going to kill that guy, then we take him seriously. So we have to take it seriously. Ravina Amar, seventh and final stira, answer to the stira, Lozu Avzu Katani. No, he says, not a stira at all. Both of the Mishnayos hold that Amira alone is enough. Our Mishnah never said that if you're oved by Amira that you're not chayiv. All our Mishnah said is ha'oved. It told us that you are chayiv if you do something. It never said that you're not chayiv with Amira. So it could be the Mishnayos are just written in the Lozu Avzu style, where we're building up the Chiddush, where our Mishnah says that someone is oved, and then the next Mishnah is going to tell me, and not only if you're oved, but even with Amira alone, a person is going to be chayiv. Good, Itmar. Let's say a person is Ovid Avodah Zarah because he's trying to impress someone, or he's afraid of a person who told him that he has to be Ovid, but he has no interest no theological interest in this Avodah Zarah. So Abaye Amar Chayiv, Rav Amar Pater. Abaye says he's still Chayiv Misa, and Rav says he's going to be Pater from Misa or from Karmel Chatzos if he did it B'shogeg. Abaye Amar Chayiv D'Apalcha. You worship the Avodah Zarah. You did the Maisa Avera. Rava Amar Pater, Ikibla Ale Baloa, in Ilalo. No, you're only Chayiv if you were Makabalit as an Avodah Zarah. You were never Makabalit as an Avodah Zarah. You're going to be Pater. Vam Rabbi Mina Aminila, after the Simon Avdi Shachmal Mashiach. Vam Rabbi Mina Aminila. How do I know that an Oved Avodah Zarah Me'ava Meir is going to be Chayiv? It's not. We have a Mishnah. Hovid Avodah Zchavim Echad HaOved. The Mishnah says whether you're Oved, Mizabeach, Mekater. So what does it mean, Echad HaOved? Every example that follows, Oveach, Mekater, are all examples of avoda. My love, echra oved me'avu miyira. Isn't that phrase echra oved telling me that even if you're only doing it me'avu miyira? Rava amar lo, could the mataris rabbi yirmiya? Rava will say no. What it means is oved kedarka, that any type of avoda kedarka, whatever the derech of that avoda zara is, you're going to be chayiv for. Amar abayim mina aminala. How do I know that even oved me'avu miyira is going to be chayiv? D'tanya, we have a brisa that tells us the following: lo sishtach velehem. The word lahem is extra because we're already talking about them. So lahem yata mishtachve avalata mishtachve la adam kamoscha. So we learn from there that you can't be mishtachve lahem. Hashem, but a stam Adam is not an Avodah Zarah. You're allowed to be mishtachve to an Adam. Yachla filu nevad, you might think that you're allowed to be mishtachve even to a person who makes himself into an Avodah Zarah, kahaman, like Haman did. Tamalomar velosa avdeim. That's why the pasuk says velosa avdeim, to tell me that if the person made himself an Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to worship him. Vahaman miyira have a nevad. If you're not allowed to worship the likes of Haman, no one actually believed Haman was a god. They were just doing it meyira. So says Abaye, don't you see that I'm right? That even Avodah Meyira you're going to be chayiv? So Rava, Rava would say, Kahaman velo kahaman. Kahaman diyu gufei avodas chavim, lo kahaman diyu haman meyira, v'achalav meyira. When we use Haman as the example, we're not saying literally like Haman, we're saying somewhat like Haman. Haman in the sense that it's a person who's making himself an avodah zarah, but not literally like Haman, because we're talking about a case where the person actually believes and is accepting the avodah zarah. So, Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the third way that Abaye is convinced that he's right, that even Oved Me'avah Meira is going to be chayiv.